I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently spoke with John Sentko. He's the head of the Department of Technology and Occupational Sciences at Northern Michigan University. They are holding an open house tomorrow at the Jacobetti Complex on campus, and we found out all the details from John Sentko.
This is our open house. We have an annual open house for the at the Jacobetti Complex, where we have faculty there. The labs are all open. People can come in and tour the labs, talk to the faculty, learn a lot more about the programs that we have available, ask the questions. You know, we'll have some different food for people to eat and snack on, and kind of a bit of a self-guided walking tour. If you like an official tour, we can do that also.
Now, this is actually a showcase also what you have that is taught in that complex, and there's so many different things. Give us a little taste.
Sure. You know, exactly what you said. You know, we've got a lot of programs within the Jacobetti Complex. We've got heating, air conditioning, and ventilation. We've got aviation maintenance, automotive service, construction management, industrial maintenance, you know, a very popular program, welding, cosmetology, hospitality management. You know, we have about over 400 students within this department, and our engineering technology department's also there, and there's a couple hundred more students there.
Now, we've heard a big push of late from state level and around the country of a need for technically educated workers, and there is an opportunity here to really learn about that, isn't there?
That's correct. You know, whether you're graduating high school right now and looking for a career that you want to go into, or you're wanting to step out of your existing career and into another career, you know, and the career and technical education job market is hot here within our region.
So what is the hours of what's going to be happening that people need to not miss out on?
Sure. Well, it's this Saturday, March 16th, and it's 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And we'll have some different tables set up within the building. Once again, all the labs are going to be open, self-guided tour. If you like a formal tour, we can do that. Mm-hmm. And we have the opportunity to talk with faculty one-on-one. And so you can really get that individualized attention that you might be looking for to get those questions.
Yeah, that's pretty important, isn't it, in your opinion, to make sure that the people that have questions can actually get them answered.
Yes, and it's in a very informal environment. You know, come dressed casual. You know, last year it was on St. Patty's Day, and people came dressed in green, you know, for our green and gold. So that went very well. But it's just a wonderful opportunity to come in, look at the equipment, see what we have to work with. What are your labs going to be like? What type of teaching and learning environment will you be in when you come to our facility?
Now, the question I have with technology and occupational sciences, that sounds like that could actually cover a wide array of stuff. What are some of the highlights of the programs that you have?
Sure. Well, an example with our automotive service program, we have a partnership with Subaru of America, where you can become a Subaru service technician through our specific curriculum that works with Subaru, mm-hmm. or a generalized service technician. So we've got some online learning components, some standard classroom components, and Subaru's donated us 4 new cars in the past 2 years, and they're anywhere from a 2016 to a 2018.
And let's be honest, cars are one of the probably the most the interactive things that we deal with technology changes. So that must be interesting from an educational perspective to stay up with all of that.
Yes. And as you know, we're starting to have more self-driving technology coming, or driving assisted technology, which mm-hmm. a lot of us are becoming familiar with. We're starting to encroach in more and more of those new technologies and new skill sets that people have to learn.
So this event is coming up on Saturday. We'll give everybody the details here in just a moment. But if people can't make it to this event, but they'd like to find out more about the School of Technology and Occupational Sciences, how can they do that?
Sure. They can call our office at 227-2190. One of our assistants will be there to answer the phone. And if someone's not there, please leave a voicemail, and we'll get back to you within an hour or so and get you the information you need. If you want specific information about programs, we can send that to you, email it to you. Or if you'd like to come in and schedule a tour at another time, we can also work on that.
And this is all at the Jacobetti Complex on campus. Let's give them all the details now one more time. John, you have the open house happening. When and where and what's going on?
Yep, it's this Saturday, March 16th, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Doors are open. Just park in the parking lot, walk on in. There's also an opportunity to win a $500 scholarship.
Oh, that's good.
So we've got what's known as Passport to Your Future. Visit 5 of the different tables that are set up and have the person attending those tables. We'll have about 20 tables. At least stop at 5 of them and have an initial. Fill out your information and drop it in a bucket and have an opportunity to win a $500 scholarship.
And again, some of the programs that will be highlighted include?
Oh, aviation maintenance, electrical line technician, industrial maintenance, hospitality management, automotive service, welding. You know, we've got a plethora of a lot of programs out there.
That's the comments of John Sentko, head of the Department of Technology and Occupational Sciences at NMU. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.